It was the surreal love fest no one saw coming, with President Trump in the Oval Office at every turn showering Mayor-elect Zohran Mamdani with praise.
Do you think you're standing next to a jihadist right now in the Oval Office?
No, I don't. I met with a man who's a very rational person.
The president even repeatedly throwing Mamdani a lifeline.
Are you affirming that you think President Trump is a fascist?
I've spoken about...
That's okay. You can just say yes. Okay. It's easier. It's easier than explaining it.
Why did you fly here? Aren't trains greener?
That's a very long drive. I'll stick up for you.
Do you see Democrat policy specifically as being a problem?
We had some interesting conversation, and some of his ideas really are the same ideas that I have.
And Mamdani repeatedly returning the favor.
When I spoke to New Yorkers who had voted for the president, when we asked those New Yorkers who had voted for the president, there were more New Yorkers who voted for President Trump in the most recent presidential election because of that focus on cost of living. There are many things in our city where we have to own the responsibility of it, things that existed long before the president was the president.
Political experts say Mamdani right now is the avatar for affordability, in a position where he can provide the president some credibility on the issue. But now Mamdani, once thought to be a liability for House Democrats across the country, may have become their greatest strength. The president was also asked if he would, quote, allow Mamdani to make NYPD personnel decisions. The president responded, that would be up to the mayor-elect. He was also asked if he would feel comfortable living in New York again. He said absolutely, adding, we agree on a lot more than I would have thought.